With Live and Local, I'm Mike Hogan, and this is part one of a two-part interview series with Dr. Jeffrey Gold, Chancellor of UNO. Thank you, Dr. Gold, for joining me today.
Mike, it's a great pleasure.
The University of Nebraska Medical Center has become a world-class medical facility, from the cutting-edge Ebola treatments to the first place people came with COVID-19. What has that done to help UNO and the Nebraska collegiate system as a whole having such a world-class operation right here in Omaha?
Well, it's a great question. What it has really done, it has focused a huge amount of attention on the University of Nebraska, not just regionally and nationally, but globally. And so there's just been a long story of opportunities where we have here at the Med Center just leaned in, whether it was the repatriation of American citizens from Wuhan City in China, the large cohort of individuals that we took back from the Diamond Princess, whether it's the work we've done with ultraviolet light to sterilize personal protective equipment, or most recently the remdesivir drug trial that was announced last week, where Dr. Andre Khalil, one of our faculty members, is one of the primary investigators. It's just given us an opportunity to really try to change things and to try to build a future. You know, this pandemic will end. There is no question about it. And our universities, our economics, our society is going to come out the other end. And I am optimistic that as a result of the work that the University Medical Center and our whole university system, that we're going to come out stronger and better on the other end of this.
And would it be fair to say that that kind of success really breeds more success for the future, draws faculty members that are world-class, brings in students who are top of the line, that type of thing?
There is no question. The Global Center for Health Security, which is the organizational structure that deals with most of the things, all virus, so to speak, the faculty members that we have recruited from across the nation, even over the last several years since the Ebola pandemic, have been truly remarkable. The individuals who are interested in studying these things, and that brings research grants, it brings clinical expertise, it just becomes a self-perpetuating cycle of more expertise, more reputation, more funding, which of course brings new jobs and economic opportunity to the city and to the state.
Well, in one portion of that cycle, you mentioned the funding, and 5-6 new programs have been announced from not only UNO, but from the University of Nebraska system as a whole, funding students of certain economic levels to get a college degree. Can you talk about that?
You know, the University of Nebraska has been focused, all of our campuses writ large, for a very long period of time on having affordable, accessible education for Nebraskans. You know, add to that having a very diverse population of students from around the world, world-class research, and then community engagement and top-flight clinical care. And so when we started talking about the Nebraska Promise, this is an expansion of our commitment to families across the state who may be struggling to financially afford sending their college-age students off to get that higher education. And we know that that college education means the world in terms of future earning capacity, but also, you know, it's got medical significance in terms of aging, it's got significance in terms of quality of life. It just produces a huge benefit. And of course, our hope in all of this is to be able to retain the best and the brightest here in Nebraska so that they build the future of our state.
In addition, you think about kids that are in junior high or maybe late grade school right now and their parents looking ahead, how can we possibly, you know, scrape together the dollars for tuition, and suddenly a program like this is announced. Now all of a sudden there's hope, years of hope granted to these families.
We've been hearing a lot from the community that families are a little bit reluctant to send their children out of state. Given the challenges of what's been going on with this COVID-19 pandemic, you know, people are a little concerned about sending their kids away. So this is just a message to the community that says, you know, send them here.
The Nebraska Promise Program specifically is for tuition is covered, but not necessarily the living expenses. And UNO is a little more conducive to being a commuter school. That's certainly how it got its start, so that there may not be living expenses to be incurred. Thus, it becomes all the more affordable for a family.
You know, we house in a traditional academic year somewhere approximately 5,000 students from across the country and around the world. I think last year we counted there were 131 languages spoken on campus, just to give the audience a little bit of idea of how diverse the student population is. But well over 10,000 students live off campus, and they commute from their homes. Many of them work. Several of them actually have full-time jobs and are pursuing an advanced degree or a college completion degree. And so this can create a very affordable solution for students to get their college degree.
Part two of this interview will air just about an hour from now right here on 91.5 FM KIOS. You can also listen on the web at KIOS.org.